Praise the Lord. Can we worship the Lord, everybody? Can we worship the Lord? God is good, amen? He is a good God. We have so much to be thankful for. Can we also give it up for the worship team? They continue to do a tremendous job, and we give the Lord thanks for them. We have so much, brothers and sisters, we have so much to thank the Lord for. When we reflect what is going on in the world, in Maui, when we look at what went on with the fire going through, we see a hurricane head into Southern California that they have not seen in years. There are so much things happening. People having issues with ill health. There's so much difficulties, amen? But we are so thankful this morning that we are in the house of the Lord. Can you just join me in lifting up your hands and just be thankful to the Almighty God for His goodness, for His mercies, and for His grace towards all of us. Amen? Praise God. Let me say happy belated birthday to Arlene. Happy 83rd birthday. As a matter of fact, let me correct myself. She told me it's not 83, it's 38. So happy 38th birthday, Arlene. And equally in the same breath, happy birthday, Juliet. Today is Juliet's birthday. Yes. Happy birthday. And it's so good to celebrate your birthday in the house of the Lord. Amen. And just about anybody else, if you're celebrating any special occasion, let me congratulate you. Let me congratulate Natalie and Vanessa. Happy first week anniversary. Yeah, they got baptized last week. Put your hands together and celebrate with Natalie and Vanessa. Vanessa just stepped out, so it's so good that they could actually travel from Los Banos, an hour and a half away. God bless you. All right, let's go straight into the word this morning. Pastor Hunter is not with us today. He is on a few days, well-deserved, with his family, and we want to pray his strength, that they will get some well-deserved rest, and they'll be back with us to worship and to celebrate the name of the Lord. I'd like to share with you for the next few minutes on topic, peace be still. Peace be still. I'd love to focus your attention from the book of St. Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through to 41. And let's read the scripture. The Bible says, "The same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the part of the ship, asleep on a pillow," that is Jesus. "And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and saith unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" The last verse. "And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obeyed him. Let us say amen. Father, we thank you this morning that we can come into your house to worship you. We pray, God, that as we go to the word, that you will speak to our hearts. Use me as a vessel, oh God, to speak to your people. Give your children a receptive heart, that at the end of our sermon today, our lives will be blessed and will be drawn closer to you. We thank you, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This message is for someone today. You might be wondering, where is Pernell going with this message? But this message, I want to direct it to those who are going through something that is translated as a storm in your life. It might be a storm that is translated a financial storm. It could be something with your health, a storm that has been challenging. It could be with your finances. It's just this pounding storm just keep hitting your finance. It could be with your relationship. It could be your on the job, a career path. It could be something that is translated as a storm in your life. You are the person that I'd love to speak to. And yes, I have a few storms in my life. And we hope that at the end of this message, we can stand with the authority that was displayed and demonstrated by Jesus Christ, speaking to the wind, peace, be still. The author of the book of Mark is John Mark. And let me point out to you that he is not the one of the 12 disciples, but he accompanied Paul. If you remember, he accompanied Paul on his first missionary journey, according to Acts 13 and the verse 13. The book was written to the Christians in Rome. It was written to the Christians in Rome, where he wrote the gospel. It was written sometime between AD 55 and AD 65. The chapter 4 of today's focus introduces, one, the parable of the four soils. Number two, it looked at Jesus explained the parable of the growing seed. And also, you know, backing up a little bit, he explained the parable of the four soil. And number four, it looked at Jesus telling a parable of the mustard seed. And finally, our message today, Jesus calming the raging storm. Brothers and sisters, that affected the disciples, affected the disciples was not named, and possible won't go down in history of one of the worst storms. So this particular situation and scenario, this storm wasn't named, it wasn't. And possible, as I said, wouldn't go down in history as one of a devastated storm or hurricane. History will present some deadly storms and hurricanes. Dave, I know, you would have been familiar with hurricanes. Unofficially, familiar with some of the storm. And let me look at some of them, hurricanes. Unofficially, the first name hurricane unofficially was named George. And I hope that had nothing to do with me because that's my middle name, right? But that was the first storm, George, which hit in 1947. The next was in 1949. It was named Bess, B-E-S-S, named after the First Lady of the United States, Bess Truman. We think of Hurricane Gilbert, for those of you who are familiar with the Caribbean. Hurricane Gilbert affected the Caribbean, especially Jamaica, and it would not leave. It was just going around, leaving, returning, and it was a devastation. And I can tell you in some parts of Jamaica from 1988, some have not recovered. 1988, Gilbert. We think of Dean, Hurricane Felix, Noel, Hurricane Olga, Bertha, Gustav, Hannah, Nicole, Thomas. And now can we forget the very devastated storm Andrew in 1992, Camille in 1969, Hugo in 1989, and Hurricane Katrina in 2005. You remember the devastation in with Hurricane Katrina? The opening sentence of our text indicates that Christ had spent a day teaching the multitudes. He spent an entire day. And when evening was come, he had come or decided that he would just depart the populous western side of the sea. He was tired. And for those of us who work with people, at the end of the day, you just wish you wouldn't see anybody. You just want to steal away. So Jesus wanted to get away from the populace and go to the other side, an area of Capernaum. Go to the quiet side on the eastern side. There is a view that Mark included this story in his gospel to bring peace to a storm-tossed church in a time of persecution. The disciples were in a path of obedience, but even obedience brings no immunity to trouble. Not because we are Christians, you're not going to have troubles. It seems as if trouble is going to run us down. And when prior to us getting saved, we were enjoying. And the minute we decide to surrender our lives, it seems as if all hell breaks loose. I would like to clear up some misinterpretation. Just because the story is referred to as a parable, it doesn't mean that it didn't happen. I honestly believe that it did. According to, if we look at some of the some notable errors in the lesson, we talk about the fig tree in Mark 13, the rich man and Lazarus in Luke 16. And some say that these were parable and it didn't happen. But brothers and sisters, I'm convinced that this one did. I want to share with you a few outlines. The first, we want to look at Jesus getting into the boat and goes to sleep. I also want to look at a storm comes out of nowhere. We want to look at another outline. The disciples got scared. We want to look at Jesus woke up. Jesus rebuked the storm. And Jesus also rebuked the disciples. Let us go and look at the first outline, brothers and sisters. Jesus gets into the boat and goes to sleep. Jesus had spent the day preaching to a large crowd, you may recall in Mark 4, verse 1. And he was exhausted. This shows us the full humanity of Jesus Christ. It also is interesting that although Jesus did sleep, this is the only time it is mentioned in the Bible where Jesus went to bed. He took a nap, right? It may have foiled up into the edge, you know, of his human strength. He was exhausted. And just as all of us needed rest at times, we see here that Jesus was in the stern. He was asleep on a cushion down in the stern of the boat. Amen? Down in the stern of the boat. At the back. The boat Jesus slept among. The scripture says he slept among the net, the equipment. He's like, he just foil up among all the areas. He had room enough to lay down upon a cushion that was down there. Jesus getting into the boat and falling asleep. Brothers and sisters, nothing is wrong if you decide to retire and go get some rest. It doesn't matter how superhuman you think you are with the S on your chest like Superman. No, there comes a time when you need to pull away and get some rest. Let us move on to the second area and look at a storm comes from out from nowhere. Geographers tells us that this is not unusual in the Sea of Galilee. The movement of the air current causes the wind to sweep with tremendous violence down in narrow gorges that descend the shore from the surrounding hills. Harper's Bible Dictionary tells us that the Sea of Galilee is in the northern side of Israel, and it's about 700 feet below sea level, about 100 feet deep, and about 13 miles long. It is found in a valley below Mount Hermon, which is 1,200 to 1,500 feet of elevation. This terrain creates its own weather pattern and abrupt temperature changes that these causes big storm to come up quickly to the lake. Plus the fact that the northern portion of the lake was unprotected. And this becomes, susceptible to big winds. The Bible said that a fierce storm arose, high waves. These fishermen, they were out there doing their thing. And a big storm, a fierce one, the Bible says, arose out of nowhere to break into the boat until it was nearly full of water. As the storm brewed, the scripture says, and the wind and the wave pounded fiercely upon the boat, Jesus slept peacefully. The master of the wind and the waves, he was in the back, relaxing and sleeping. Maybe right now you feel as if God doesn't seem to care. And I'm not going to stand here as a preacher today and tell you that at times I feel as if I am alone. I feel as if God is not with me. That when I pray, I feel as if my prayer goes up into the ceiling and comes right back at me. Sometimes I feel lonely, in despair. Do I have a witness here? Is only me alone? Oh, talk to me. I feel at times as if God is nowhere, and the waves. Not only that, sometimes I find myself in my little boat using bucket and putting out water because my boat is about capsizing, and you call on the maker and it seems as if you're not there. It seems as if God is asleep in the helm. Maybe right now you are terrified about the prospect of your immediate future. And you ask, where is God? Maybe right now you are frustrated. You have cried out in pain and despair and receive nothing in reply. You wonder, is there anyone up there who cares? And when I was putting this sermon together, I remember Titanic. And you remember the rescuers came. Is anyone out there? You remember that part of the show? Is anyone out there? And it was a dark, lonely experience because there is nobody. I think it was Rose knocking. No, not you, Rose. It was Rose in the story saying, hello. You remember the story well? Yes, if you watch Titanic. And that is how we feel at times, lonely, crying out to God. 21 days of prayer and fasting, praying constantly, and you wonder, where is God when the boat is about capsizing? It could be a storm such as disease, disabilities, injuries, financial losses, death of loved one, illness, disappointment for not receiving a hope for the opportunity or blessing that no one, or it's your own, not of your own choice. Let us move on and look quickly at the next outline. The disciples got scared, like all of us. Do I have anybody who gets scared? And you're about passing out? They got scared. Have you ever been afraid? Yes, I've been afraid. Have you ever gotten to a point in your life where you became afraid? Yes. Have you ever gotten to a time in your life where you know that this is it? If God doesn't come through for me today, this is it. Oh, hallelujah. Can you just lift up holy hands and magnify the name of the Lord if you have gotten into a position like this? This is it. These were big fishermen, experienced fishermen. They were very experienced, but they were out there in the middle of a violent storm in a little boat that was rapidly filling up. Let us move on, brothers and sisters, and look at the disciples decide to wake up the master. Jesus still asleep. I don't know. There's just something about Jesus and you know, that becomes so unusual. You know, in his mathematics, how he talks about one shall chase a thousand, two shall put 10,000 to flight, where he called Peter to walk on the water, when Pharaoh was attacking the storm, he used his hand and looked through the fire, wherein he called prophets and kings, wherein Moses approached him and he said, Moses, take off your shoes, because the place that you're standing, there is holy ground. There's just something unusual about Jesus. And here Jesus, category 5 hurricane, bashing into the little boat, and he was in the back of the boat, sleeping. I don't know if he was snoring or anything, but the scripture says he was sleeping. Jesus is still asleep, still exhausted from the day's endeavor. One writer says in a song, there is an eye that never sleeps. I don't think Jesus was sleeping. I think he was sleeping, but I don't think he was sleeping. There is an eye that never sleeps. Beneath the wings of night, there is an ear that never shuts when sink the beams of light. There is an arm that never tires when human strength gives way. There is a love that never fails when earthly loves decay. So they woke up Jesus. I don't know how fast asleep he was, Vanessa, but they woke up Jesus. They shook him. Yes, Juliette, let me get into our little private sometimes. I'm like, Juliette, wake. Or Juliette might be waking me up and, you know, I don't know about you, Aunt Debbie and Larry, if he's hard to wake. But I don't know. The scripture didn't say that Jesus was in so far in his sleep that he did not respond. So the disciples woke up the master. So they woke him up, the master of everything. And here, one songwriter, Dave, pens it. Hallelujah. The writer says, Master, the tempest is raging. The billows are tossed in high. The sky, you know that song? The sky is overshadowed with blackness. No shelter or help is nigh. Care us now not that we perish, Master. How can you lie asleep? This is a song. How can you lie asleep when each moment so madly is threatening? A grave in the angry deep. Master, with anguish of spirit, I bow in my grief today. The depth of my sad heart, Lord, are troubled. I feel that some of us were crying out because that's exactly how we feel today. Oh, waken and save, I pray. Torrent of sin and of anguish sweep, oh, my sinking soul, and I perish. I perish, dear master. Oh, hasten and take control. Oh, hallelujah. That is the sense in which we rigorously, Jesus, wake up. I'm dying. I'm frustrated. I'm sinking. I need you. Wake up, master. Wake up. You master of everything. Get up. Master, the terror is over. The elements sweetly rest earth's sun in the calm lake mirrored. And the heaven within my breast linger. Oh, blessed Redeemer, remember me. Leave me not alone. no more, and with joy I shall make blessed arbor. If you stand with me, Lord, I will make the blessed arbor, the rest on the blissful shore. Let us move on to the next outline and see what happened. Jesus rebuked the storm. Note Jesus' response. he didn't say, let's huddle down in the bottom of the boat. He didn't say encouraging things to each of them. Maybe to sing a song. He didn't say, we will get through this together. But rather, Jesus says, he stood up and tackled it. Jesus stood up and he said, peace, be still. Another interpretation says, Jesus got up and says, quiet down, you storm. Another one says, quiet, be still. The other one said, Jesus said to the storm, hush, be still. Another interpretation says, calm down, be still. Another one says, be still, absolutely still, you storm. And the final interpretation says, peace, be at rest. Brothers and sisters, that is the faith that I want to encourage all of us to have. I don't matter what you're going through. It could be hell or high water. The bottom of your bucket might be falling out, Debbie. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to stand up and say, peace, be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Even if the doctors have given you up and you're waiting to die, even if the pallbearers are waiting, even if they've selected a place to bury you, it's not over until God say it is over. We need to have that faith to stand in the name of Jesus and said, peace, be still. This suggests Christ's divinity. The natural world and the natural phenomena are always seen man did the way he did. Bless them like creator of the wind, the rain. Hallelujah. Could dare address them like this. Their instant response showed that they know him. Oh my God. Hurricane Gilbert, Bertha, Best. They know the master. They will respond to the master. Oh, hallelujah. If it is a sickness in your body, oh, the master is familiar. It says he was wounded for your transgression and bruised for your iniquity. By your stripe, you are healed. He is. So the wind and the wave knew the voice of the master and they respond. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Lift up your hands and worship the Lord, brothers and sisters. I want to speak into your spirit that it doesn't matter what you're going through. I want you to muster up some strength in the name of Jesus and command your wind and your wave to cease. So why are you afraid? Jesus asked. Do you still not have faith in me? The Bible says that they were filled with awe and said among themselves, who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him? They were amazed, the disciples. Who is he? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. And these are the same guys who, yes, traveled with him every single day, but they were amazed. Even the wind and the wave obey his voice. Oh, hallelujah. So why are you so afraid? Jesus asked them. The Bible said that they were filled with awe and asked, who is it that even the wind and the waves obey him? It was Stephen R. Mosley in the book God, a biography of God, said that God who reveals himself to Abraham was the first of all El Shaddai. He is the Almighty. The whole Testament pictures him as being one who wields nature like a shimmering sword. His presence shakes up things, the book says, in the biography of Jesus. In the Psalms, the Bible says that mountains melt like wax before him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, why won't you lift up your hands and worship the Lord? Mountain wax before the presence of God. The Bible says that it melt. It says lightning flash in like a whirlwind, brothers and sisters. It also says that the depth of the sea convulge its waters, and the dry land trembles when the master comes on the scene. The scripture says that when El Shaddai raises his voice, the earth melt like wax. Oh, hallelujah. Worship the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. I want to conclude, brothers and sisters, as Brother Larry prepares to come. I want to conclude today. Please know that God does not sleep. Hallelujah. And that he cares. And he's always looking down upon your life. And he's aware of all the struggles that you're going through today. Yes, he knows. Yes, he cares. One writer says, does Jesus care? The response that came from the writer was that, yes, he cares. Hallelujah, he cares. He cares. You will encounter dangers and trials, but know that Jesus is in the midst of your boat. Jesus is on board. Jesus is on board. Jesus is on your flight. I don't care if it is American Airlines 1793 or Air Jamaica when it was Air Jamaica 58. I don't care if it is a flight that landed in the Hudson River. Hallelujah. Jesus cares. Jesus is on board, brothers and sisters. Tighten your seatbelt and call on the name of Jesus Christ. You need not to be afraid, but just ask him to come to your rescue and save you. Your boat will not sink if Jesus is in it. Don't jump off board. Don't jump overboard. Stay on board. Stay on board. Stay on board. One writer says, no matter what storm cloud may rock the ship of mine, the light of my Savior will lead me through the night. Though my ship may be battered and torn, I shall find rest in the eye of the storm. The eye of the storm, it doesn't matter how it rages. It is a quiet section of the tumult and the confusion. You shall rest in the eye of the storm. So today, whatever you're going through, I want you to muster some faith in the name of Jesus and speak, peace, be still. If it is a sickness in your body, peace, be still. Hallelujah. Any kind of poverty, financial crisis, peace, be still. If it's a problem at home, peace, be still. In your marriage, peace, be still. A problem on the job, peace, be still. It doesn't matter. Peace, be still, brothers and sisters. The wind and the wave shall obey my will. Peace, be still. Whether the wrath of the storm, tossy or demon or men or whatever they may be, no matter what can swallow the ship, where lies the master? O ocean and earth and skies, they all shall sweetly obey my will. Peace, the writer ends by saying, peace, peace, be still. I'm going to ask you to stand with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In your own way, brothers and sisters, you know what you are going through. You know the level of storm or hurricane that is in your life. You know if it's a earthquake that just the tremor just continue to shake. I want to suggest to all of us that the master of the wind and the wave is here on board with you. If you're going through a difficult time at this time, I want to pray for you. I'm going to ask you just to indicate I don't want to embarrass anybody. I'm not asking you to come out here. But if you so feel led, but if you're going through something, I'd love to pray with you. Just indicate. You can just indicate. Thank you. I see those hands. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm not afraid to put up both hands, my both hands, that yes, I too. But we today, we're going to trust God together as we ride out the storm. Let us pray. Father, hallelujah. We give you thanks today. Hallelujah. Oh God, we lift up holy hands and we worship you. We magnify you. You are God. You are God alone. You are the master of it all. So I present your children in your hands today. You know what they're going through, those who indicated and those who did not. You know what they're going through. You know the storm. You know the problems. You know the difficulties. I speak peace today in their lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, touch them. Touch them, God. Reach over and lay your hand on them. Breathe on them the breath of life, of peace, of deliverance. Oh God, your word promises that you will be with us until the end of the world. Oh God, so we call on you. The disciple says, Master, the tempest is raging. Care us not that we perish, Master. Wake up. I pray, God, that you will intervene. Whatever the situation is, intervene. Oh God, come on board. Oh God, disrupt the plans of the enemy. Oh God, turn the doctor's report around. Speak to the death situations of our lives. Oh God, deliver your people. Oh God, we thank you this morning. We thank you. And even those this morning who are not well, you know them by name. Oh God, I speak peace of healing in their lives now. Even those that are in the hospital, touch them, I pray. Bless your people, we ask it in Jesus' name. Hand on them and glorify yourself. Hallelujah, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us say amen. If you're here today, God is doing something in this church. Last week we had two that baptized. And I know that there might be others who you are not saved or you're looking to recommit yourself to the Lord. We would want to also pray for you. I want to continue the directions of our pastor by giving the opportunity to lead those who are here. You might not be saved. If you're here and you're not saved, you'd like to have a closer walk with the Lord. Could you indicate? Could you indicate? Amen. The prayer team is coming at this time. I'm going to ask them to come. Brothers and sisters, there is prayer, an opportunity for us to take our situations further to the Lord. If you're here, ladies are coming to stand with you and to support you in prayer. If you're here, don't be afraid to come. We're going to give you, the worship team is going to sing. I'm going to ask you to come and let them pray with you and for you, trusting in the Almighty.